Aston Martin's Mike Krack addresses rumors about the team's relationship with Honda. Despite a rocky start to the 2026 season, Krack insists there's no need for reconciliation. There was never a conflict, he states at Suzuka, dismissing speculation of a rift. Both Aston Martin cars struggled in qualifying, outpaced by Cadillacs, but Krack emphasizes respect for Honda. Fernando Alonso finishes the race, marking the team's first classification of the year. Krack views this as a significant achievement, showing commitment despite challenges. It was a matter of respect for us to finish, he says. The team arrives in Japan with potential fixes, but opts for caution on race day. Krack reveals that new parts were tested but not raced due to reliability concerns. We had some countermeasures here to go further, he notes, hinting at promise for future performance. With eyes now on Miami, Krack is optimistic about upcoming upgrades. I am quite confident that for Miami we can do a step that means we are not speaking about it anymore, he adds. The path forward remains uncertain, but the pressure mounts as Aston Martin seeks to silence critics.